Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Oh man, welcome people.
Boom, real.
Ones and ones, we are here yet again. For what is a season finale of sorts.
Huh?
Brother.
No.
We're going to talk to you about that.
Hey, we're going to pull up for a little bit, man.
No, clap again. Sorry, no. So,
sound?
No, we've been there. This is our second take. You don't have to go back.
Oh, okay. Welcome, ones and ones, for the second take of this episode of Unscripted.
Y'all need Jesus. Somebody talk to me.
Pastor Rodney is with us this week. You know him.
Hi.
He takes many forms. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Hi.
But Pastor Rodney is with us this week. Dressed accordingly. Like him, I come from church. What keep?
Extortion.
They might take some money to your pocket.
I'm going from Spanish town bus park. I try to save souls.
Love this for you. You see that?
You save outreach. You save money we make?
Outreach. No, he went there and spent some money. Okay. Investing in his community. I like that.
Well done.
Congratulations, Renny.
Good job. Good on you.
To his right is TVJ's fan. TVJ's finest. We get a pre for that already, you know. Superstar, Garth Williams.
Somebody said that?
Somebody have a problem with the finest.
With him saying it.
Right. Somebody have a problem with me saying that. Because she considers herself the finest. And to his right.
Okay.
International cricket dancer, superstar, Craigie T. O.K. And collectively, we are Unscripted. It has been a long week, brother. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm tired.
It's just,
man.
Today is Wednesday. We're taping on a Wednesday, midway through the week.
There's a reason why it's called Hump Day.
You mash up already?
Yes, sir.
It's all downhill from here.
I promise you.
Right, okay, man. One time, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Please don't start that rumor anywhere, sir. I don't know anything about that lady. I assume she's a lovely lady. I don't think we even met.
Baby, you really
started.
Okay. Wow. I started talking about corny jokes earlier and then him go do that.
Yeah.
Jaja.
No, a lot of things been going over here, Trump, man. It's a relax.
Pause. Nothing went over my head, sir. Nothing at all. But what I will say is, how was your week? Anything eventful happened this week?
Yeah.
What? Talk to us. What happened? You tell any cool stories?
No.
Every week, Rodney have a story for telling. This is Rodney's story. I remember the time.
International Reggae Day was July 1st.
Yeah, July 1st was July International Reggae Day. How did you celebrate that?
That was yesterday.
I played a lot of reggae.
Beautiful. You never
you get a royalty check or no royalty electronic funds transfers?
Check on that day?
No, not on that day. A couple days before.
Beautiful. Anything cool happening in your week so far?
Chucks. No, actually. My week has been the opposite of. No, let me be thankful. It's been an uncool week. But I had to rearrange due to circumstances beyond everybody's control. My daughter's summer travel plans. She was to head to Orlando for like a reunion with some of our friends, and the young lady who's hosting them, her sister-in-law has a medical emergency that's pretty serious. So it kind of threw off everything, and now we have to try and rearrange and move activities from one city to another city, and that's not a lot of things. But we give thanks.
I did the same. You work it out, right?
It's a workout.
Happy you said that.
Yeah.
Because they give thanks. It's important to do that, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, I really thought I was having a bad week myself. You know, a bad
challenging.
Let's call it the last 7 days have been very challenging. But I also have a bridge in my past away. a few days ago. Mm. On international reggae day as a
matter of fact. Mm.
Exactly. And it's a good bridge of mine, one of the first people who really believe in the group too, okay. Calibo, that's a doing digital, Baba Digital Son.
Mm.
Yeah, in past.
Well, so, thank you, Vic.
Huh?
Mention that because it's the first me hear this.
Yeah, man. Mm. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, doing past. But the thing is,
damn.
The thing is, it kind of put things into perspective, you know?
You understand what really important.
Yeah. And it's not the shit that I was worrying about.
Absolutely. So, mm. you know, condolences to the family. Mm-hmm. Sending love and light to Bobby and the whole family.
Yeah.
In this time of mourning.
Right, to Craig. Yeah, really. Craig alone, as far as in the public eye, they didn't know because Bobby gone, Blake right. gone.
Mm-hmm.
Already Craig alone.
Yeah.
That I know about.
Yeah. I mean, I had an interesting conversation, so it kind of would change my perspective in terms of looking at, instead of looking at my problems, I started looking at potential solutions.
Right.
And that alone has been enough to, you know, get me out of some of the, I don't want to say the funk, but a little bit of a, you know, that low space that you're in, when your energy low, you know, feel
yeah,
like,
yeah,
when you have dragged yourself through life.
Times.
Yeah, that definitely has taken me to a stronger space.
And it is at these times where you really see yourself, you know, people really get to see you too.
Absolutely.
At these times.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I want to tell you, so that's when you show your true colors, because people are going to say, yo, yeah, when him good, him good. But when him not so good, you know what I mean, him is a monster. Or, you know what I mean, once things don't go his way, him become like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type
you
situation.
I really like, you know, if... Mm. Since all of us, for as long as we can recall, have gone through, we've seen some great victories and we've seen some really hard challenges. Though we might know, nobody wants the challenges. But you might ask yourself one day, if we never got through them thing, would I understand what we do with victory?
Yeah, but we grow. I believe we grow through what we go through.
We don't think we don't know the power of victory if we don't understand the challenges I feel
come with it.
Or the agony of defeat, as they want to say.
Well,
yeah, you know, a big part of
you're seeing a struggle around at one part before him understand what the podium feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And get beaten again for remember, say, oh, the podium not that easy to keep.
You know.
I appreciate what you're saying. I don't know if necessarily we have to go through the struggle first in order to appreciate the joy of a victory. You know what I mean?
No. But we correct it then. It's not about going through the struggle first.
Oh, so it's not necessarily in that order.
No, it's just that over time you've had the moments.
You learn, you can appreciate the contrast because you've been through ups and downs and everything in between.
Yeah.
But on that note, what I want to think about then probably is the process. So, and not just the result. You talk about the podium, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, ultimately, top spot, whatever it is. Right? Sure, you may start off, you're competitive. That's right, you mentioned that yourself, right? But you may start off your competitive journey with victories, right? And you know what that's like, until one day you probably, you know, get upset by an underdog or whatever it is, right? But the failure, the struggle, could have come through the lessons you learned along the way to that competitive lifestyle, you know what I mean? So they're having to watch what you eat. They're having to wake up at a particular time. They're having to do multiple laps when your buying, I tell you no, but your coach, I say, yo, you have more in you. You understand me? They having to not indulge in a certain activities with your friends because you have training the next morning, or you have training in the evening.
The challenges.
Yeah, so okay. Yeah.
So, it don't always have to be a brick wall to be a challenge.
Right.
Hurdles are a challenge.
Yeah.
You understand?
Holy child, high school.
Stumbling rocks.
Right.
Sand. So it's really, I always wonder, like, how much do we truly understand? Separate all the challenges you ever have and ask yourself, would you really be great if all of the road was just smooth sailing from start to finish?
Look, don't forget the next point. I just want to drop something in addition to what Rodney's saying. It came back to mind. Holy Childhood High School's motto, I don't remember how it going up in Latin, but it say, first the battle, then the reward, then the reward, or something along something that line. I could be wrong, but I know it's something like that. And it always inspire me, because you think about it, we just talk about these challenges and whatever it is. Ultimately, you get your reward, and the journey will be filled with hurdles. The learning curve might be steep, it might be, you know.
And the journey never ends.
I was about to say, because you're leading me to my
point. The journey never ends, so enjoy it as it go along. Challenge it as it go along. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's always more.
Right, because even the challenge, even the reward itself comes with challenges in.
Yeah.
Is whether it be financial or in the case that you're using, it could be unhedal. So now you are the fastest man in the world, but somebody is coming for that title. Right. So now you have the responsibility of training harder to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or if you make some money, you know how quickly you made it, you probably can lose it. So the struggle now is, how do I keep it and not squander it? You know what I mean?
Which, in a way though, if you don't, depending on your mindset, the maintenance of the position, the wealth, is not necessarily a challenge.
No?
No, because, let me tell you why. Because you have worked, your journey is essentially to ensure that you attain these things along the way.
Right.
Right? You have to keep what you have.
Right.
You understand me? So you know, don't look at it as a challenge. You just have to do what is necessary. Yes, it might be difficult, but you still have to do what is necessary.
Right. But what I'm saying to you is that every level. So the point I want to make is every level of it different. So yeah, you start out here. You start out at level one.
That's original, by the way.
Yeah. I'd like to assume.
Yeah, no, not bad. Every level has it different. Yeah,
so you start out at level one and you face that devil here. You overcome, you get to level two, but level two have a devil too. You know what I mean?
Right. So on and so forth. Yeah.
Naturally.
So buy a house is one thing, you know, but own a house is a different thing.
Maintain house is one thing.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, I tell people about a thing named adverse possession. You know what I mean? So imagine you have your property and somebody just decides, let me go squat for X amount of time. If you don't pay attention and realize that somebody's squatting there, you can lose possession of that thing.
Yeah, if they do.
Well, let me put this right
here. I understand there are some legal maneuvers.
And the truth is, if you sit down and just know, say, one place I'm going to send Elizabeth, and 20 years pass, I for the first time, I go down and go look, I go try to find it.
No, but I'll tell you something similar. How it came into my life.
Some surprises, you know.
So how that came up in my life is, let's say I have a piece of land over here.
Mm-hmm.
On that title is also a small piece across the street.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. And some people are there. No mess away, them should have their rent. However, had I not had this conversation, them man, they could have just done this for a while and the society, I'm going to take this place and there's nothing you can do about it. Things like that will happen.
And I give a joke. You see this idea, and a lot of people might think kind of crazy for it. We always talk about, boy, all right, so you work so hard and you achieve X and Y. And you have to do everything to make sure that you keep it. So if I decide, I work hard for X and I get X amount after having worked for how long, and I feel like I want to enjoy it. Everybody wants to sit down and tell me, say, it's fool me, fool, because me the choose for say, you don't know what, me entitled for spend it as me have a mind and me content with it.
I mean, I'm sure there are those who would like to offer an opinion on that, but personally.
No, because we keep, from my born till now, me always hear everybody are trying to tell you.
And that's where I'm going.
This is the way to live. I mean, I say,
But that's where I'm going, because that's everybody can tell it the way that they think.
You have to live that way, then. Why?
Everybody will tell you the way that they think is the best way for you to live, because that is what they want.
Yeah. So we'll and that is what
they
the
would do in this position.
You have my money and go up in the
hills. They are not in the position. So you who in at the seat, the driver's seat of your life, and when I tell people, say, oh, don't be a passenger in your own life. Same. You who in at the driver's seat of your life, you have to make that decision for yourself. Say, no, I want this, or I don't want it. You know what I mean? I'll take counsel, I'll take advice, but at the end of the day, I will choose what I implement and what I discard, because not all it are going to work for me. You know what I'm saying? If you in tune with yourself well enough to know, and know yourself well enough to say, yo, yeah, that sounds cool, but it will never work for me. You know what I mean?
So that is really the crux of the matter, you know, is weighing the desired results against the sacrifice that it will take to get them. And that is really something where every man have to go through at several times in their life. You're going to always have to do that. And it's whether or not you're willing to make the sacrifice to keep them too.
It's like you're on a debt.
Precise.
It's like you're on a debt, you know. You have some people who will, they know that, yo, if I eat this piece of cake or if I eat these 5 pieces of chicken, I am going to put on this amount of weight. Now, are you disciplined enough to stick to your diet? Or you're going to say, you know what? When I stick to the diet and I freestyle and I eat what I feel like. Understand, so that come with consequences. You're free from it. Any decision you want.
One week, that work.
But you're not free from the consequences.
And next thing is as Jamaicans would have said, the bad mind side of it. Now, when you look on somebody things and you say, boy, you must have been a love of that. Would you really? Could you really handle the sacrifice that come with attaining that?
But wanting that somebody of Craig is not bad, man. Wanting.
You mean not? No, I'm just going to say.
Wanting them to not have it and you have
man.
It.
Yeah, that's a bad man.
The
next one, I'm ambitious.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you get inspiration from seeing somebody else do something. And inspiration is oftentimes confused with bad mind, as you rightfully said.
Yeah, jealousy by itself is not criminal.
Mm-mm.
I'm jealous of your success. I wish I was you. That by itself is not criminal. If my jealousy carries me to the point to you, I wish you did not have that success.
Yeah, I want your own. And I don't want a similar success.
And I also don't want so you to have
it. Food is not the problem. Gluttony is the problem. You understand? It's the same kind of principle, isn't it? So, how does that?
I mean, we didn't ever talk about the topic still, but that one you kind of.
Yeah. The sacrifice.
That one you kind of dominated the conversation.
It does develop.
But there's a reason.
You score a Pyrrhic victory there, sir.
It continues. At its root, that you are, yes, I'm going back to the root and the agriculture again. Yeah, but it's understanding that everything that you desire will have a cost attached, will come with a sacrifice attached, and you have to assess and ascertain whether or not you can manage it.
So, it's funny you said that, my therapist, because whether anybody wants to believe it or not, I do go to therapy. So my therapist recommended I read a book. And the book is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. The first one, start with the end in mind. So if you can figure out, all right, I want a Murcielago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What is that?
It's a Lamborghini.
Carry on.
So let's say I want a Murcielago now, and I say, all right, cool. How, what does it cost? It costs $450,000. How will I get $450,000 to purchase it? You get what I'm saying? At some point, a lot, when you're figuring out the way from the end and you start reverse engineering, you can say, all right, maybe this is too much for this goal. Because in order for me to do that, I'm probably going to start OnlyFans, start Teeth, You know what I'm saying? At which point I'm going to say, well, the risk not really worth the reward. So maybe I'll set it for a Toyota.
Big up Keely, right? Him did all his own that carpet. Took him about 40 years with the goddamn well and bought it.
That's right.
Because the truth is, sometimes what you want, even if you can acquire it now, it might not be the right time for you to get what you want.
And the worst part about it is sometimes...
It's not everything that you want must be now.
When you factor something and say you want it, you're probably not measuring the responsibilities that they come with, you know. Let's say I do find this $450,000 to buy the Merchant Lago. Brother, you know how much for the tires for that? Because you're not going to drive it slow. Like you said, there is nobody that buys a Lamborghini to drive it slow. No, you're going to press that at some point, you're going to burn up the tires. So when you think about it, all right, you're going to spend another 10 grand US to replace the tires.
I want to add something to that. Because a lot of times I find, right? Since you mentioned like a product, some material possession, whatever. A lot of times we don't contextualize the thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you want it. Why? How it fit in your lifestyle? How does it fit literally in the context of your existence?
Right.
You understand me? Obviously, you're not going to purchase everything we have purchased just because sorry,
to your lifestyle. But...
Right. But generally, you do.
Right.
You understand me? And we have this thing where we just say, oh yeah, I want it. But if you understand why I get it and maybe how it can add value to other elements of your life, then just like when you start reverse engineering from this $500,000 vehicle to where you are now as whatever vehicle you drive now. I'm not going to tell the people then what it is, but, right? Just so they can't afford it. But, I'm joking. But right, no, but when you kind of start walking back as it's a reverse engineer, it's not going back. It's like, oh wow, is the risk? You mentioned some risk activities, you know,
of course,
right? Because your instinct now, oh, I'm gonna never leave for legal activities. Because when you really think about it, like legal activities based on probably where you are now, it's going to push the timeline. So far,
it's so strange. It's so strange that they mentioned the only of them.
Right. I think insurance?
No.
Maintenance?
No, the whole time I was talking to me, I said, where am I find?
Yes.
Which gas station am I find? I said, the gas for that.
Right.
It's a lot of money, but we talk about it after.
No, the airport, you might go, you know?
Right.
I need something there. I mean, I said, all right.
Jet fuel.
Because actually, we're quite close to the people who sell the fuel. You just don't know what side of them sell it. I'll update you later, no worries.
Oh, if you think I need the update, fine.
Okay, that means you're well aware. That means you're well aware.
But I'm just saying, but in the end, I still can't turn around from my window and see that he has bought this vehicle and start to ask these questions. You know, we have that tendency where we sit down and we say, yo, I wonder if him know how much them tired. I wonder if him know. You know,
this part.
I wonder if he knows the insurance part. Oh, so we are calculate for him, you know.
Right.
I want the truth.
As curious onlookers.
I think I'm able to dissect that simply because I'm not able to go tomorrow and spend that for. You see, the people who can don't look through the window and say that. The people who can look through the window and say, what?
Rotting. Get the low spec one.
See the man, yeah man, blah blah, and them talk about it with the new owner. Those who don't acquire it yet are unable at least to acquire it. Them find the most question, and I say, guess what? I think every man have a right to decide his own destiny. You could have able to buy Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And you feel you want to go up in the hills in a log cabin with no stove, no fridge, and just build.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
I don't in a no position for say, you know. It coming like say, Ray. It don't. Your comfort and yours cannot in any way be determined by anybody else. But who knows? Yeah.
You were making, you're on your way to make a point, though, because you said that you were speaking with a therapist who recommended a book.
And the first thing in the book was like, start at the end.
Right. So, what was the point you were going at, though?
I made it. I was saying to people that, you know, sometimes if you start with the end in mind, when you start to reverse engineer, you might realize that the steps that you want to take might be too risky. So I didn't make the point.
Okay.
And sometimes, because we're talking about risk versus reward. Mm-hmm. And I say that, you know, the process to really assess and evaluate the risk sometimes is to start with the end in sight and then reverse engineer.
That's a great point. I mean, because you see, then and there, right? If you really start thinking about it in its proper context, you may realize that your desire, your desire, whether the desire is an actual destination or the journey or both, you may realize that it's not necessarily for you. Maybe you're not built like that, or you're not built like that yet, because that's the other thing too. I'm sure we'd have all seen ourselves evolve over time.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Or you might not build, you may not be built like that anymore.
You might
be moving away from that space.
That is it. You outgrow certain mindsets, life, etc. And then you go, we need to reevaluate. You mentioned Alex thing too about being in the driver's seat for your life.
Absolutely.
I remember somebody, I can't remember the name of the person now, but I was working with Red Stripe at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, marketing team, what I said.
Life is just for living.
You remember that, right?
Life is just for living.
That was a commercial.
Yeah. What a big campaign. And they did it twice, actually. And the person was saying, similar to us about being in the driver's seat for your life, treating your life like a business, and that's what I honestly believe, treat your life like a business and be the CEO of your life.
Yes.
You know, you need an operational plan, you need a budget, you need to manage the budget properly. You understand me? You need your goals.
100%.
Yeah, understand me? Have your business plan for your life.
Isn't that something else? It sounds so practical. Be the CEO of your life. And here are all these things that are required.
Right.
You realize along the journey, to be able to do all these things,
right,
one must climb the ladder, the corporate ladder.
Right.
Or else you're going to ultimately fail as a CEO.
You're going to be a CEO of a failing business.
Mm-hmm.
So I always hear it and I like how it sounds. But at the same time, for me, I look at it and say, try and develop into the CEO of your life.
I mean, no, I tell you what.
In other words, the things you are saying that the CEO of life can do,
or is responsible for.
It takes time to master these things.
Right, but hold on. But as a CEO, right?
Learn how to be the CEO of your life, and then you become the CEO.
But you're going to do that. You don't have the choice. You understand what I'm saying? Because remember, you know, now, a CEO of a company or the CEO of your life, right? Mm-hmm. No, let's stick with the company. Companies don't start as companies. You understand what I'm saying? Companies start as an idea, a registered business name. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Working out certain concepts.
Yeah,
you understand me? And it can build and it can grow over time till they say, all right, a company time now, proper registration, you need a board, etc. But it does not have to be a complex thing, because maybe, right, your life don't have as many moving parts as somebody else's life, but you still gotta have certain basic elements, right? You still gotta be responsible for your health. You understand me? You still gotta be responsible for whatever funds you manage. So it might be a small amount of funds, it might be a larger amount of funds, right? The smaller the pool.
So you gotta be a good accounting clerk going up the line, and then one day become That chart that I called that.
Asset management, time management,
yeah.
Procurement.
Yeah. I still see CEO, it's just the size of the business.
Learning parts, not just moving
parts. Exactly. What I want you to understand is part of the lesson and part of you growing as a business is you have to fail.
Yeah.
I think people are afraid of failure. Not many people embrace failure. I don't think many people embrace failure.
You don't have to fail, just be open to the fact that failure is a very distinct possibility.
And believe me, I say, yo, the sooner you fail, the better.
No, you have to hunt it.
You have to seek failure?
You have to need it, yeah.
Yeah, man. The sooner you fail, the better.
How that sounds, though?
It's true.
The sooner you fail, the better.
You will reach the furthest. The more you test your boundaries. You can't test your boundaries by doing things you know you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Only, yeah.
So you have to hunt it. You have to hunt things where you're not really supposed to can't accomplish.
Right. Oh, no, okay. No, it's just...
You have to face the dragon.
I just want you to say, seeking the failure. And the failure you're seeking.
It's a dragon.
No, you're not seeking your fit. No. Understand what I'm saying? And the failure you're seeking, you know? What you're seeking may result in failure because you test your boundaries and so on.
Right.
And you may fall short of whatever it is, but not the failure in and of itself, what Craig is saying, I agree with.
You're seeking the challenges that you will most likely fail at.
Right, but it's not the failure that you're seeking.
Yes.
No.
Ultimately, you are.
No, it can't be.
Because because what Craig is saying is that
you're seeking the challenge.
Yeah, but
you're not seeking the failure.
It's the dragon you're seeking.
Suppose you try something.
Because you know you can't slay the dragon, but guess what? You're going to face it.
But you must slay the dragon.
So one day you'll slay the dragon.
Tell me if I understand what you're saying.
If you're seeking failure, if you're seeking failure, what it means is you are consistently practicing exercises in futility. You understand? No, hold on, hear me out. You cannot paint the sky red.
Mm-hmm. Why? You cannot.
I cannot paint the sky red. Mm-hmm. I choose my words very paint. I cannot use a paintbrush and paint the sky red. Can I wave a paintbrush that has red paint in it at the sky? I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. The sky itself, me making it red, I cannot. I don't know if y'all can. I can't. Zane?
Can.
Good. Now,
I can do it with my phone. No, sure.
As I was about to say, ChatGPT.
And it's not you.
I am giving it you instruction.
My friend. You have given it the instruction.
I can do some canvas with a paintbrush.
Give me some canvas. Red sky.
Paint the sky red. Okay. I can do it on a wall, right?
Also, you can paint this sky on a canvas.
But I understand it exactly.
I understand what I'm saying about just what, that if you want the failure itself.
And for the viewers, for the viewers and listeners, what I wanted to understand is what Craig is saying is, you see, if tomorrow you get up and you say, oh, you're up. All right, yesterday I'm going to get 5 stone. Tomorrow I'm going to try to get 8. And you go out there and you get 8 stone. You say, shit. All right, you know what?
Yeah.
I accomplish 8. You know what? All right, I'm going to go out there and try to get 20. And you go out there and you get 19, that is when you saw you secure failure. You say, all right, that is a boundary.
And that is
a limit that I need to break through now.
Ah, and that is the point. That is the very point where your soul rejoice. Because you say, so 20 me need for go for.
Mm-hmm. At 20 at a challenge.
Yeah.
Watch this. Move.
What? I'm not going to go for that 20.
Yeah? And that is when you grow and you innovate. And you find new ideas and you create. Because listen to me, you know.
It's like,
bro, I agree for disagree.
It's like,
still under the failure you're seeking. No, but the failure.
It's like the majority.
Under the failure.
No, but try to find your limit.
No. What you're seeking.
It's not the failure.
Is the thrill and the lesson that come with the failure. But you cannot have those without the failure.
And there is where we're agreeing. So because it's not, no, hold on, hear me say, it is not the failure that are. You notice a while ago, right? When, you know.
You can't tell him off, have him interpreted.
No, of course not. No. I'm just going to share my view in a very strong way.
Yeah.
But.
But that's what Terry said.
No.
If you both have the same concept.
Right.
But his interpretation of it.
And his wording.
Is different.
His wording might.
At its foundation, it is the same thing.
In your mind.
Whether you can paint the sky red or not.
Rewind this portion of the video for about 30 seconds and notice the cheer dance where Craig do when he realizes him fail at 20 and get 19. I'm like, yeah.
You know what that is?
Hold on up. So it's not the failure, you know? And the failure I see, it is, as you pointed out a while ago, it is discovering what you now need to do, right? Because you love the journey so much, forget past that barrier. You understand me?
Is it that celebration that Craig did a while ago?
Yeah.
Is the very reason we have 2-story, 3-story, 100-story buildings. Because, man, in early stages, what were they living in?
Hot
and cave on them. And eventually, the man said, want a little bit more structure, want something a little bit more refined. And then they will stop, improve, and innovate, and create. Because, innately, and we talked about this recently, man, our responsibility, you know, is to do exactly that. Push boundaries, break barriers, and create new thresholds, you know.
And hunt.
Make sure it's
and hunt the things that are out there on the frontier.
Make sure it's something very interesting. You see that peace that man always talking about that them wants? It is so easy to have. All you have to do is stop, you know. But we can't stop.
None of us want to stop.
Yeah.
If you live alone, my son, you'll find peace in the morning sun. You like that lyric?
Okay. Yeah.
Which we sing that song?
We
just write it.
Oh, you wrote that?
Live alone.
But it's a thing for real. It is hardwired in with DNA for continuously strive for more and better, and new things, and new conquests, and new, you know, we just always, that's how we stay. We can't really do anything else. I tell people all the time, if I didn't know how to give up, I give up all the time. I just don't know how to do it.
I can't speak for nobody else.
Yeah, giving up hard, you know?
Extremely.
For some.
Let me say, giving up hard. And the person who can negotiate with themselves to continue, is the same amount of challenge it takes to sit down and determine and say, yeah, give up.
Yeah.
There's two things.
Your member me tell you.
Yeah.
There's two things, right. two things that bring me to. One. Alright, let's start with the first. Let's switch the order. So one, people always say, yo, how you do so many things? Cause I'm sure you have multiple ventures.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, yo, how you find time? How you find mental capacity for it all? And I say, yo, sometimes I will sit down and I feel like I waste away. So I create something. Yeah. You know what I mean? I create something and so I will say, all right, yeah, I need to use this to occupy this portion of my time. Come feel like I waste away.
Mm.
Better drink some of that one. The second part of it is, we have some people who we call them madman. Them man out up on the roadside every day and them eat out of garbage and them never seem to sick. And them live free, them have no bills to pay. And we call them madman, you know. Sure them sit down and look upon us and say, ha ha ha, watch the madman here run upon this hamster wheel.
Don't assume that, but yeah. Man, no, yeah, I get that.
But there is a point in my life where I sat and I wondered, am I the one who is insane for doing this? Because them live free. They have zero bills. I see them with no health issues. And they live comfortably.
Long too.
And they sleep long. Come sometime I pass and I see some of them under the bus stop and I say, yo, because of how I was cultured, I wouldn't be able to sleep on the concrete like that.
They weren't cultured that way. But they weren't cultured
to your culture.
Do that.
Is that your culture?
I just other events lead them down that path. And
you're
and
assuming.
It don't matter what it is.
But they seem very, they seem
to be very different route them all come from and reach at the same place. And but they all have the same thing where you say, oh, them all survive, them all. And them come around different circumstances. And me tell you, sir, it's not the culture that would make you unable to go take it on. The right, God forbid, but thankfully, the right circumstances would unlikely find you able to deal with it. You never
I'm
know
sure.
till you know.
I'm sure I'm never have the solution. would have to go find myself.
Personally, I think it's unscripted why I don't reach the head.
I would have to culture myself and train myself to sleep comfortably under the bus stop.
You know, so 100, you know.
You know what I mean? Bro, I'm more like 35, if we're being honest. So.
Is reach a 30?
Yeah, so that's
my 35th birthday was recently.
Oh. So that is the thing with failure. It's like it is more important even than the successes. Because I don't know if you ever got through this. Like I got through intense depression sometimes after I have major accomplishments, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah man, it's like I'm going for something for months and then sometimes even years quests last. And once I achieve it, I say, yes!
And then the next day, I say, shit, it's done. What am I going to
do tomorrow? And it's like, what?
What am I going to do tomorrow?
What the fuck do I do now?
I want to ask you a question. I don't think this will apply to...
To the point where I may not even take enough time to even really fully celebrate the fact that I did that accomplish thing. It.
Right.
So that is where you need to start, no?
No, I'm going to start with already, man.
Okay.
May I run 2025 hot with it, man.
Okay.
For all the numerous achievements, right? Hazard, I guess. Ballpark, the percentage of those achievements that were a stepping stone, you know, I'm a part of the journey towards others. You know what I'm saying? So, let us say your aim was to have a glass of water, a cup of water. Mm-hmm. You understand me? You walk into the kitchen, you got a cup.
Find a bottle.
You got a bottle.
Yeah.
Wow.
You added the ice, you poured it in.
The bottle.
You understand me? Right. How many of those things that you achieved?
No, bro. I'm Craig, a doctor.
No, man.
Craig brain, the work off of them kind of
scenario. No, okay.
Right,
because him say, you know, understand the depression where you feel sometimes. Okay. But understand it, because like for me, part of the reason why I'm engaging in so many different activities is because I have never, I probably need to get diagnosed, but I have never been comfortable just not doing anything.
No, a beetle.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Like, even my wife will cuss me sometime, break up on vacation. Zin?
What is that? I don't know what that thing is.
And after about 2 days, 3 days, no. Me I lose my mark. I say,
misery. Oh, cross.
There was a place I used to work at. And when you had to take your vacation during the business year, it does not roll over, mm-hmm. Right? As entitled to 20 days each year, right?
Oh,
and bro, you have to structure it from the top of the year, right? Mm. To fit it in so that everybody across the business,
there are no
seamless.
Right.
It's seamless. So my team know when me I work on, I know so when me leave July 1, me not return till September 1 or whatever the date is, right? And these are the things I'm working on.
You're working at government?
No, it's not government. It's a private sector entity, right? And they pick up the slack. You understand me? And I same thing for the other team members when them leave one thing. Now, you had to leave or switch off your business CUG, right? You're also locked out of your email. So you can't respond to no email.
Yeah, it's a modern day therapy thing.
You have to complete your
clock. Actual vacation.
Yeah.
Nobody not supposed to call
you. Call you. Not supposed
to. Even if the building are burned down, call the fire.
That would have driven me crazy.
So, I understand the concept of like, oh my goodness, you know what I'm telling you? You always do something, you understand me?
You know what I'm telling you?
I just want kind of get from Craig the idea. Like, if I something like that, fuel the depression when I'm saying fear because,
I mean,
you know?
It's when you're.
By the time Craig get to where that is, something else did
on to the next.
No, it already it achieved now. But and
but
that,
this just a start.
At this.
Yeah.
So the next thing I'm gonna fascinate you now. It will capture your attention.
And create driven like that.
Yeah,
it was. So it's a madness that work, it no matter, but it have to get going. But may I say to you. And I am not in your mind.
Done.
But what you mentioned a while ago suggests to me that you don't find peace yet.
P-I-E-C-E or P-E-A-C-E?
No, you already have.
Or P-E-A-C-E.
You already have. You already have.
I-E.
Pies. You already have pies. But you don't find P-A-C-E. Yeah.
Pies.
But I think you've found peaceful moments, but right. You haven't found peace.
Right.
Because, as you say, you're on the vacation with fam.
Right.
But you have to find something to do.
No, because I mean, there's time when them focus on it. That's what I'm saying. But now my little downtime. You know what I mean?
So I don't
know.
So that I want you get to a point.
I agree with
you. I want you get to a point where your peace means you have divested yourself without effort from the work you have left behind.
Mm-hmm. And it's not about work per se. No.
From the work
activity.
You have left behind.
That's what I'm saying.
From everything. From the need to do and become the need to be.
Mm.
You understand?
I wish I could get there. How do you get there?
It's just
time and effort.
There's no, it's not upon a calendar.
If you know,
it's just because sometimes we fight with self because we think that if we accept this peace now, a problem that are causing.
I have so many things to do.
And that's the point. Whether you find the peace or not, you have so many things to do. So the question is,
to still find the peace.
What do you risk in finding this peace? But what do you risk if you don't?
Well, all right. So
I'm just saying.
Since we have a little therapy session going on here.
Hey, this is beautiful. Hey.
Yeah, right?
Come on, guys.
No.
What's the run? What's the camera?
No. Like,
bitch, y'all pay me.
Right? Say less.
So my thing is, on that matter of peace, but I agree with you. I found peaceful moments and me try find a way, you know, each and every day to celebrate the little wins then. Zin? And celebrate the big wins. Or people will look at it and call it big wins. To me, it's just another milestone achieved. Is what I say? Like, I've had 3 out of my 5 dream jobs. Is what I say? 3 out of 5. Enough people to even get 1. You know what I mean? Or me tell people, say, oh, but they work this, but they work this, but they work this. And those are childhood dreams that I achieved. Now, with each of them, in the moment that I was offered the various contracts, right? And on a show off thing, but I was headhunted. Is what I say? But put in work otherwise.
And them see and say,
people see and call me and say, Mr. Williams, are you available to have a discussion around and thing. Right? And remember the first time it happened, I tell my wife, she was through the roof. You see what I say? Mama a boom flick at the one bag of things. Mm-hmm. You see what I say? I know my mind, I say, yeah, this is nice, because yeah, I always want to do this, and this is nice. Mm-hmm. It is being offered to me. This is great. You understand me? And I look on the package, salary package, and I was like, this is not bad either. Mm-hmm. You understand what I say? But I want to provide the family with a certain quality of life.
Absolutely.
And this particular remuneration package will allow for that.
Hey, yo. Remuneration. Let's talk about it. We're going to put that on the screen. That means the money. That means the money, people.
Well, you also get remuneration. And sooner or later, when they head on, they call you. And she said, boom, flick, I got you. You have to stop and I say, you do know what them call me.
Yeah. And check up here.
Clearly. Me good enough.
Right.
So, I don't know where the excitement is. Every time them call me, yeah, boom flick.
I know.
You know what happened to me, but.
So, you see the irony.
I don't shake them shit box and take out my name.
You see the irony.
You choose me.
Right. So, you see, when I fall in those situations,
right?
I will celebrate in the moment. But 5 minutes later,
yeah.
I can think about, oh shit, that means I can't do that because I need to commit this to this one. Automatically, my brain start going to how am I going to make it work? How am I going to change this?
Oh,
what are the challenges? So automatically, I start thinking about, all right, cool. So now I've got to tackle 17 different issues. All right, let me try to break them down.
Therefore, means you need about 26 hours in a day.
Absolutely. And right. I got through that.
Oh, no, I got through that. So
be careful what you wish for.
You just might get it.
Yeah,
no, so for me, you know, let me tell you, have, all right, when between August of each year and May of the following year, you know what time it is, right? Premier League time.
Mm-hmm.
See? So, sorry, Craig. So,
I wonder.
Right.
I'm taking that serious. Yeah. I'm not even a man who supports that.
Thankfully.
Thankfully,
because rope still sell a road. By the way, no, I'm not encouraging all kind of
rope. Rope on that style, bro.
No, I'm not.
Right?
I don't know. I don't have these kinds of thoughts. Anyway, the point I'm making is between August and May, on a Saturday morning and a Sunday morning, right?
And that is
my do nothing. You understand me? And my wife understand that too. You see me? She knows, say, I'm going to wake up X time, right? And I mean that. And the youth, them understand it too. So they come sit down beside me. Or sit down on my lap or whatever. And
enjoy the game with you.
Enjoy some game. You see me? And that's me. And me unplug. I'm not really focused on my phone until half time or full time. You understand me? I say, and yeah, I'm good. Like you see me?
That's a year piece.
Yeah, I'm cool. But outside of that,
you imagine you find a job when man has sat there on Sunday, the boss can call you.
I don't take those.
Remember me tell you?
No, me turn down job already.
Yeah.
Where it require certain amount
any
of...
Any day. Any day
kind
work.
Of weekend.
Yeah, any day work.
Right now, hold on.
Yeah.
There is a particular assignment I'm on now where there is a line item in the package called always on call.
Yeah.
You understand me? For which I am properly prepared with a crisis document. You understand me? I have crisis protocol. So they said, so
God can help himself. God.
So you kind of took a job that has that ability.
However, in final look.
Right.
And
now, in like always, it was there.
Like always, me have to find a loophole in the system.
For up the show?
To make sure we mention ideas evolution. Because.
Oh, hey! Right, that's.
Wait, yes,
that's
sir.
Yeah, are which part, bossy?
Because. All right,
that's all right. There
is never a moment where I can.
I can
think of where we're doing a show and I say, yo, give thanks to the Panda City. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ideas evolution always give us, brother, you know, AC. But it's summertime, I mean, and Craig in a long sleep. All of us in a jacket and anything.
And big up the facts, sir. Casey came and saw it and said so.
Oh.
She really thought it was some magical circumstance.
Right.
And then looked upon it and saw it and said, yeah. Damn.
This is nice.
This is it.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to feel like saying an AI snake plant, you know.
Yeah, a real snake plant. Touch it, man.
Hey, damage your plant, bro. What do? We don't have to pay for damages.
But
bigger than that, oxygen and them.
Your logo. Could be here.
Absolutely. Cool. And actually what's going to be there is the QR code for Ideas Evolution. So you don't know, you just scan that,
bing.
Book yourself a session forward. You can utilize these wonderful facilities. The lights are great. AC, your fire, the placement.
And there's much more.
Even though right there you need the placement.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Maybe it to them.
No, fair, shut up for you today. Yeah, good.
Even though we're in this space, there's so much more.
Right. There's also a full sound studio. So full record your music.
Yeah.
Vibes.
You can make your movies here, or you say songs.
Any kind of movie. Any kind of movie.
Songs.
Including OnlyFans content.
Yeah.
And mostly AC.
Colored films. Black and white
films.
Yeah,
infrared films.
Karate. If you want to kick us, right here.
Ultraviolet films.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. What the end of
the episode? T.O.
Party words. Any party words? Anything? Any words of advice? Any gems for the listeners and the viewers?
Really, it's just I wish I was thinking about it before you asked me. It's just assess the situation and understand your sacrifices. Try your best to see, for can figure out and identify the sacrifices you have made before. Yeah, and you can choose based on that whether or not you really want this thing or you don't want it.
I couldn't have said that better.
Yeah, my turn?
Anyone else?
You want to go first?
All right. I think basically, as I say, to stand on your own, and I'm not going to laugh about this, but anyway, as usual, to stand on your own 2 feet, all the time saying, to stand on your own 2 feet, make sure you wear your own shoes. All it is, don't try to walk in another man's shoes.
Facts.
The fact is, if you want to stand anyone 2 feet, just make sure you wear your own shoes. You're not surprised to know how much easier it is to walk.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, man. Don't put on stilettos.
Wow.
Guys, yeah, go.
Yeah.
Go.
So tempting, but
alright. Yeah. To wear
that stilettos tempting?
Sorry. Alright, no, I'm going to go. No, Karen.
No,
Yeah. Please. Yeah. Yeah, go on. Thank you. Still it. Jesus Christ. Treat your life like a business.
That is it.
It might sound boring, but really and truly, treat your life like a business. And then run it like a successful business. Don't be afraid to fail. But make sure say you treat your life like a business and run it like a successful business. It might be boring, but yeah, you'll appreciate it in the long run.
And I just gonna say ditto to everything that the man them say.
You're lazy.
But also to understand that as Rodney kinda phrased it, also understand that don't accept anybody else's limitations. I think a lot of us sometimes we allow other people to tell us that, oh, you can't do that, and oh, nobody else has ever done. Yeah, and that's fine if nobody else has ever done anything. Chase your dreams. Understand that you are sacrificing to be the first at something. And if you are successful, then you will be down in the history books as being the first to ever do it. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, man, get up and chase your dreams.
9-5-8, it was impossible.
There you go.
Until it was done.
There you go. And I'm sure somebody could say 9-4-4, impossible too.
It's all right. Love you saying I'm good, bro.
It's gonna happen one day.
I believe.
At one point, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, with advancements in technology for shoes and tracks.
Definitely.
Thank you, people, for joining us yet another week. Until next week, we have been unscripted. We will.
You can't take call now. We are filming movie.
We will catch you on the flip side.
Sure.
Big clap. Mm-hmm.